from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of when do we live in the sukkah. The Torah says about Sukkot Teshvu Shivat Yamim, that we should dwell in the sukkah for 7 days. The rabbis say, Teshvu Te'in Tadiru, that you should live there the way that you live in your own home. And therefore, we have to leave our homes and do the things that we do in our sukkah, in our house, we have to do them in the sukkah. So, for instance, what about if you're having a meal? So surely you have to have a meal in the sukkah. You're having bread, having some cake. What if you're gathering with a friend to have some coffee and cake? You should make a bracha. You should do it in the sukkah. But then we get to more murky things. What about fruit, water, and the other things like that? So there's a Mishnah that says that one of the rabbis said that, halum l'sukkah, why don't you take it up to the sukkah? I'd rather eat in the sukkah, although I could exempt myself, because people, even in their own homes, they'll sometimes have a little snack on the road. They'll have a little cracker in the car. They'll have eat a banana when they're walking on the road or between stations. But he's nonetheless. He said, "I want to be strict. I want to have everything in the sukkah." What if a person says, "No, I don't want to." I don't want to do that. I'm just going to eat bread in the sukkah. I'll have my meals, breakfast, lunch, and supper. But water, I'm going to eat that in the house. So it's interesting, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim, he says, that the Ran and others say that if somebody says, no, I'm not that religious, I'm not as religious as the rabbi in the Mishnah who took the fruits up in the sukkah. I'm going to eat an apple outside the sukkah. So he says, they're not criticized as a not Talmid Chacham or not a scholar. You could eat outside the sukkah, but many try to eat in the sukkah. There is also a question of whether if you have your sukkah right next to your house, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, look, every sukkah right next to your house. So usually you drink your water in your house. I mean, you wouldn't go outside and have a glass of water outside. Usually you drink in your house since it's right there. So the sukkah is right there next to your house. So usually even the water you would have in the sukkah. Now let's say you go to your friend's house and you're a modest kind of a guy. You don't want to impose on your friend to serve anything. So he offers you cookies and things. You say, no, it's okay, I just came to talk. So you come and you talk, maybe you're learning, whatever you're doing. And you spend an hour there. So should you make a bracha on that? So there are different views. Generally, we don't. The Vilna Gaon, however, he thought that, anytime you go in a sukkah, you should make a bracha. It's about being in the sukkah. It's not about eating in the sukkah. For instance, if you go to sleep in the sukkah, that's one of the things we do make a bracha on, is sleeping. But sometimes a person doesn't fall asleep. It doesn't matter. He went there to sleep. You can make a bracha even if it lands out that he can't fall asleep. What if a person says, oh, I have an idea. I'm going to eat no bread, no gluten, gluten-free meal, and I'll have an entire meal with turkey and all its trimmings, but nothing with mezonot, nothing with bread. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that that even when it comes to meat and things like that, if you eat them, if there's no bread to go with it, then it's not a kvius, it's not a fixed kind of meal. One might argue that today, a lot of people are gluten-free, they have gluten-free diets, and the focus of our meals tend to be meat more than bread. And one might argue that today, that is a kvius, that is establishment. But in those days, it was not normal for people to establish a meal on salads and meats. So therefore, it was not considered something you would make a bracha on. The Chai Adam takes the strict opinion that anyone who goes into a sukkah makes a bracha, even if he's not going to be there. The Vilna Gaon, if you go in a sukkah, you have to make a bracha. Although, obviously, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach points out, I mean, if you're going into a sukkah for 2 seconds, you don't have to make a bracha on that. The question is, what is the idea of eating the sukkah so punctiliously throughout the holidays, so much so that some of the rabbis in the Mishnah, even the Tanoim, they even had water and they even had fruit inside the sukkah. So if you, I was talking to my son Tani about this, and he was learning from his Rebbeim, and they said as follows, that there are certain holidays that seem to demand a complete change. If you look at Pesach, and if you look at Sukkos, and if you look at Yom Kippur, in all these cases, these holidays demand a complete overhaul of the personality. That Yom Kippur, no eating. It's like an angelic existence. Pesach, we have to turn our houses upside down. Sukkos, we have to leave our house altogether. And all these experiences are meant, and particularly Sukkos and Pesach, which are a week long, it's meant to shake us up. If Yom Kippur, we attempted to do tshuva, now we're seeing, can we take that fragile tshuva, represented by the fragile hut, and can we continue it? But in order to do that, we need to leave our rut that we're in. So we get in the hut to get out of the rut. So we need to go to a new place. We need to have a new reality. And in that new reality, hopefully, we can make change. We can affect a change in our lives. So that's the question of when to eat in the sukkah, how to eat in the sukkah. Generally, it's for bread, mizonot, cake, things like that. There are stricter opinions, and therefore we should try to be strict and at least eat everything we can in the sukkah and try to fulfill the mitzvah of pasukot teshvu shvayim, to actually dwell in the sukkah, to shake up our lives, to feel that it's completely different this week. This week, I'm not living at home. This week, I'm living in somewhere else. I'm living under the tildim namnusa, under the divine presence. And hopefully, we have a week of experience with God. Yonah received his prophecy in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva during this time of Sukkos. Sukkos is a time for receiving inspiration. Let's hope, indeed for all of us, it's an inspirational time for one and all. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth Congregation for our discussion of Sukkot. Join us each week for a discussion of the holidays and the Parsha. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.